Hi, friends. I know we are only in chapter 2, but I wanted to take a second and say that the most important thing you could take away from this book is starting a relationship with Jesus. Not a religion, not your friends or your parents' relationship with him, but yours, your own personal walk with Jesus. So I want you to take a second and think about where your relationship with Jesus is right now. And maybe you're like, I already have a relationship with Jesus. If so, this prayer doesn't pertain to you. But if you're in a place where you feel confused, you feel far from him, you feel like you don't know him, you feel angry with him, you've drifted away from him, you don't know what you believe anymore. If you find yourself in any of those positions regarding your faith in Jesus, this prayer is for you. I would love to lead you into a salvation's prayer. And if you're comfortable, if you would just close your eyes, maybe open up your hands, and just repeat after me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me, Lord. I repent and choose to follow you. By your grace alone, I am saved. Through your blood, I am redeemed, forgiven, set free from my sin and shame. Because of your mercy, I am alive in Christ, a new creation. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and teach me your ways. Teach me how to follow you and seek you above all else. Give me wisdom and revelation so that I may know you more. Send believers to cross my path, Lord. I cannot do this alone. Send me friends that will point me back to you and to your word. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You are worthy of all praise. Amen. Thank you so much for praying this prayer. I truly believe that Jesus changes your life. You will never be the same. You will experience freedom, love, relationships like you never have before. And you will truly experience why you were created, what you were put on this earth to do, and what really matters. I believe in you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this book.